Today is Thursday, June 25th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I've been working a lot today. I did actually do some work today. I know yesterday I was saying, oh, I totally wasn't in the mood to work. I groomed some backlog, getting ready for planning for Q3. I know that's very exciting for all of you, my Q3 planning, but I did a little bit of that, but I have been, I will say the past hour or so, I've been doing a lot of Pride 48 getting ready, and so, I will say one thing, I went in, and I don't know if Mr. Mike listens to this show, but I went in and, we have a software that we use that is on the server that's for streaming. And so it has all these settings that you can set up, like for, you know, what you want to play. You have a calendar and you can tell it, I want to play this at this time. And you can set up rotations. It's kind of like a radio station software. And for live streaming, the easiest thing to do is to set up a show and schedule it for a certain time and then give a username and a password for that show and then et cetera, et cetera. So all of our hosts for the Pride 48 weekend, they have a show that they are assigned to and then their user ID and password only works for that time. And you can do other things. You can set an album art and you can do other things. And so anyway, I was going in and I think I started yesterday. I don't remember if I started today or yesterday, but I was trying to get a jump on it and get started scheduling stuff. So I had gone in and started creating them and, you know, I was doing them different colors that kind of were based on their album art and all that kind of stuff. And I was adding logos and making sure the correct user ID and password was in there and all that kind of stuff. And then, I don't know, I had a meeting or something, and so I stepped away from the computer, or I stopped working on it for an hour or two. And then I came back, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and finish that up before I record Geeky Gay. And that way, because tonight I need to say, so the other thing I do is I record every show so that we have a copy of every show, and I need to set that up because that's a separate software. Unfortunately, the streaming server, we can't record to that because it's running on a server that doesn't have a sound card. It's like running in the cloud, air quotes. It's funny, I'm wearing a shirt that says there is no cloud, it's just someone else's computer. But anyway, it's running on a server in some server farm that we, you know, that we pay some money for. And there's no sound card, so there's no way to record what's being played. You can do that. The software does offer that, but you have to be running on a server that has a sound card and all that. So anyway, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to set that up later, you know, while watching TV or whatever. And so I'll go ahead and get, and so I went back in there and started to set it up and all of the shows were there. And I was like, whoa, what happened? I don't remember entering any shows. I was like, well, I was about halfway done. And I'm like, I don't know where all these, and they were color coordinated and they had the correct, all the settings were correct and all this kind of stuff. The only thing they were missing was the correct user and the album art, but they were, the blocks were correct. The color is what I would have selected. Like all the, I'm like, what the hell? And then I thought about it and I thought, oh, Mr. Mike has an admin account to our streaming server because he's helped out in the past. And I thought, I wonder if he went in and saw that I was working on this and thought he'd be helpful and finished it out for me. So I don't know. I don't know if he did. Mr. Mike, if you listen, you can certainly call in and let me know. I did email him in an email address that I've got. I haven't gotten a response yet. And I hope it didn't sound mean because I appreciate the help, but or I hope it didn't sound like I was mad because I wasn't mad, but I was really confused. I was like, who did this? There's some ghost that's entering the user, the slots for the streaming weekend. It's crazy. So I worked on that. I emailed folks and said, I've been reviewing the opening and closing bumpers that were provided by Antivira, and I've got all those now. Luckily, he re-recorded the show list for me, although we did have another change in the lineup this afternoon that we had a last minute fill in. Archer is going to do his show on Sunday at 3 p.m. And because we had another show, had a family emergency and couldn't do it. But anyway, so that's going to be wrong on the bumper. But I'm not going to ask Antivira to record the bumper a third time because, bless his heart, I already asked him. He had to re-record it once for my bad because I sent him the wrong list. So I sent emails to like end of day one folks, end of day two folks, beginning of day one, three folk, and sent them the bumper and said, hey, can you just play this during your show, like the end of day, can you play it at the end of your show and the beginning of day, just to make, because, you know, especially the end of day shows, I may accidentally fall asleep. I mean, if Pod Is My Co-Pilot goes from 2 a.m. until 8 or 9 a.m, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay. When am I going to sleep? You know, and so I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay awake. And so I thought, well, I better just as a backup, send them the audio and say, hey, when you guys decide to log off, when you're just sick of each other, and Taffy is never sick of talking. So, you know, I don't know if that will ever happen, but I'm like, you know, when you get sick of talking, or when you're ready to log off the stream, can you please play this bumper? And so, and I did George for North and South of Things on Sunday. Fatty already said he was going to play the opening one on Saturday. And then Donna Sugars, I emailed her and said, hey, would you play the end of day two at the end of your show? Because she's doing like an overnight show as well. And I don't know how long that normally lasts. I know she likes to read erotica, something like that. So anyway, I've been working on that stuff and getting that ready. I did a little bit of testing of some audio of my own to make sure my levels were going to be okay. So I hope that's all right. But the one thing that I haven't done is I haven't done any planning at all for what I'm going to do in Geeky Gay. And the thing is, I mean, you know, Geeky Gay is normally, I just sit down and whatever's going on. And I know at one point I said, oh, I'm going to try to add segments like Big Fatty. And I'm like, maybe I'll add a news segment, you know, or I'll add birthdays, or I'll add, you know, whatever. Well, first of all, Dubious Intent has been back for a while. And I do news, or I do a news quiz, and I do birthdays in Dubious Intent. So, you know, there's no need to do them in Geeky Gay. But the other thing is, it just takes so much research and effort. And when you're doing a daily show, I mean, that would be a lot of work for me to do bumpers. And you know, Fatty has a very well-oiled, I could just leave it blank right there. Fatty has a very well-oiled, use your imagination, system. For, you know, he does this on Mondays, and he does this on Tuesdays, and he does this on Wednesdays, and he probably has his templates all lined out, like, oh, you know, this is my Monday template, and this is my Tuesday template. So it's all very much laid out. And so I don't have segments. I just sit down and I chat, and so Archer is gonna be on with me, but I don't have anything planned. I mean, this is really good marketing, right? Hey guys, come and listen to me just try to fill an hour. But I guarantee you, I'm not going to be like some other show, and I don't want to put any shows down. But I'm not gonna. There are not any specific shows. I'm getting tongue-tied. There are not any specific shows that I can think of that do this. But there's a common theme in Pride 48 live streaming weekend, and you guys can do a little drinking game actually, and. Here's the drinking game. When a show says, how much time do we have left? Or they mention anything about how much time do they have left? And they're like, oh my God, we got to fill 30 more minutes. Or oh my God, we got to fill 14 more minutes or whatever. I think we should have a drinking game. Any show that says that, you have to take a drink when they say that. I think that would be... So I'm not going to do that because I'm a professional. I'm not putting down any shows, but I think I can fill an hour. But the thing is, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And so one thing that I want to ask of my listeners, I don't ask very much of my listeners, but I would appreciate it if you listeners would send me, my preference would be voicemails, and it's send me voicemails and ask questions of either myself or Archer. I know this is a very common theme among shows, but look, your boy doesn't have time to do a lot of planning because I'm literally like putting together, you know, all the technical stuff for the entire weekend. I mean, I don't want to, you know, plenty of people do plenty of work. John Ong has done so much work training people because evidently most of our streamers are on Macs. And so I got a couple of requests, but he got like a bulk of them or a majority of them. John Ong has worked hard. Like the suits have all worked hard helping to plan stuff. You know, Fatty has worked really hard, you know, having to get last minute replacements for certain shows. And, you know, there's been all kinds of work. So I don't want to say I'm the only one doing work. Apparently, Mr. Mike has gone in and done some work as well, or a ghost. I'm not really sure. But that being said, I just don't have a lot of time to plan a lot. So I would love it if you guys would call 479-221-9393. And leave a voicemail and ask a question of Archer. Don't worry about me. Like, even if you just, there's something you want to know from Archer, email, or, you know, you can call. You can also email me. You can tweet me if you want to. Like I said, I would prefer a voicemail, but I'm not going to be greedy. You can certainly go into Twitter just to give me something to some, you know, buffer. So I have something to kind of, because I've got, it also turned out that I've got Geeky Gay, I've got Dubious Intent, and I've got Throwing Down. And Daniel was making fun of the fact that like half of the Pride 48 weekend includes me. That was not by design. I'm just on a lot of podcasts. And I thought, well, why not sign up all the podcasts that I'm on? You know, Daniel, do you have to make fun of me? All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.